Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's talk some Tennessee for a few minutes. No better guy to do that with than this man, Brent Hubbs from BallQuest.com. Brent, how are you this morning?
I'm great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Tennessee got a commitment from offensive lineman Wanya Morris. Hope I said his name right. He announced it at the ballpark down in Atlanta. What were the deciding factors on Tennessee over Auburn? And he said he had actually made his decision a while back.
I think relationship, to be honest with you, I think the Tennessee players did a good job. He'd been up here multiple times. I think those guys did a good job recruiting him. I think he believed in Jeremy Pruitt and Will Friend, obviously with his ties to Georgia back several years ago, was a help there as well. And he thinks that he can come in and you know, help recruit this class and make it a change, you know, make a change in Tennessee and get it going in the right way. He wants to create his own legacy. Now, Tennessee's going to have to fight Auburn till the end. Auburn's not going to go away in this recruitment, and he's still got an official visit to Auburn he can take sometime between now and December. So Tennessee will have their hands full to try to hold everybody off. He says he's done, but we've all seen this before when other schools simply don't stop recruiting you, and that'll be the case with Wanya Morris. Tennessee will have to battle to the finish line. But that's a big get for Tennessee yesterday. Top 25 player. I got a chance to be a five-star. He's playing at a knee position at offensive tackle. Certainly a good evening for Tennessee last night.
Before we talk more about the current team, I want to ask you about Evol Great, and that's Jason Witten ending his playing career. Apparently headed to the Monday Night Football booth for some big money there. Could you have envisioned what he would become as a player and now apparently a broadcaster when he made the move from tight end or over to tight end when, during his time at Tennessee?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that you knew about Jason was he was going to be successful whatever position he played. Now, the challenge for him was getting him to embrace the tight end position because he was not enamored with it at the beginning. He was, you know, committed to playing defense. He wanted to be a defensive end. But you knew that he had he was such a competitor that he was going to show up and play wherever they played him, and he was going to work to be great at it. And that's exactly what he's done and has become a Hall of Fame tight end. I'm not surprised by his football success at all. Having known his personality going back to when he was recruited out of Elizabethan, I'm a little surprised at the thought of him being a broadcaster because I just didn't think that would be necessarily the path that he would end up taking if that's what all gets finalized. But he'll be good in that as well because he'll prepare and be ready to go. But that's a more surprising move to me than the fact that he's going to be a Hall of Fame football player.
I guess Coach Heldon offered an eighth grader. I think Tevin Carter is his name. I guess tell us a little bit about this kid.
Well, kid with a big arm at that age, got great size already. So, you know,
how big is he?
Welcome to the new age of recruiting. He's 6'1", about 6'6", 6'1" as an eighth grader. Going to be a big kid. Again, welcome to the new age of recruiting. And this is not Tennessee trying to grab headlines and, you know, become a national story because they offered a young kid. This is right. What everybody's doing. It's only speeding up, only getting faster. And Tennessee will be in, you know, with quarterbacks, you have to be very early in the game. And I think that's why Tennessee's having some not issues, but they haven't found anybody they like in the 2019 class because the guys they do like are already pretty much locked into other schools. So I think you'll see Tennessee in 2019, while they're offering some kids and recruiting kids, would not rule out another grad transfer, would not rule out a JUCO kid, and then watch them try to go get a franchise guy in 2020. And right now that guy looks like Harrison Bailey, who's out of Cartersville, Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Who do you think is on the docket as a grad transfer? So I know it's a lot of guys out there and still undecided.
Well, at the quarterback position, nobody, because they've got Kyler, you know, they got Keller Crisp right now. But I don't think there's any doubt they would take another would take a grad transfer offensive lineman, if not two. You know, the Warmack kid from down in Alabama announced yesterday that he was going to be a grad transfer. I don't know if Tennessee can get in play there, but they would certainly like to get a grad transfer on the offensive line, and then they want a grad transfer as a defensive back as well. They've had Nick Harvey in for an official visit. He will announce May 11th. He's transferring from Texas A&M. He's a corner. He's going to announce his decision May the 11th. South Carolina's in that. Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma State's in that as well. So we'll see what he elects to do. And then there's Nick Watkins, who is a grad transfer from Notre Dame. I don't think there's a whole lot going on with him right now, but we'll see. He just announced late last week, I think Thursday, that he was going to transfer from Notre Dame. So Tennessee definitely in the market for a defensive back as a grad transfer for this team to come in and be a part of the team this summer and this fall, certainly in the market for an offensive lineman as well.
Brent, tell us why the next 4 weeks could be critical to the 2019 recruiting class.
Well, it started off obviously very well yesterday with Wanya Morris making his decision, and Tennessee's just in a position with some guys that things could go well for them, and that's what Jeremy Pruitt needs. It gets a lot of juice going, to be honest with you. It gets a lot of publicity going, gets a lot of momentum going. Tyus Fields is a defensive back who I think is going to make a decision sometime in the next, I don't think it'll be the end of this week, but it could be as early as the end of this week. That's one to keep an eye on. He's a four-star corner from over in Charlotte. Sean Brown's a tight end from Marietta, Georgia, that Tennessee likes a lot. Tennessee has led for him. He's supposed to go the middle of the month. Ramel Keaton is a four-star wide receiver from down in North Georgia, Marietta, Georgia, as well. He's supposed to do something here in the next few weeks. He actually plays at the high school where Derek Tinsley, former Vol running back, went to high school and is currently a position coach there. So that's a little help for Tennessee. A couple other guys to watch is a cornerback by the name of Jaden Hill. He could do something in the month of May as well. And Terrell Dawkins is another name to keep an eye on as a possibility, plus those grad transfers I just mentioned. So May could be big for Tennessee in terms of some guys jumping in the boat, Tennessee being a school that's generating a lot of buzz nationally with some recruiting news. So we'll keep an eye on several of those things in the coming couple of weeks anyway.
Brent Hubbs from VolQuest.com. And Brent, in your mind, give me the coaching staff's most pleasant surprise and biggest disappointment coming out of the spring session.
Wow, that's a great question. I think pleasant surprise, let me give you my pleasant surprise. I don't know where the coaching staff is with a guy like Austin Pope, but he did some things as an H-back that I didn't see coming. He's got maybe able to carve himself out a role there, which is important as they try to play some offset eye and eye formation football. Probably the biggest offensive surprise is the true freshman offensive lineman Jerome Carvin. Not completely in shape the way they want him to, but I think Carvin is putting himself in a position to be a starter as a true freshman at the offensive guard spot. So that one's going to give them some flexibility with Trey Smith, provided he's back in August. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I love Theo Jackson at safety. I think he can help them there. In terms of disappointment, I was expecting much more out of Jordan Allen. The junior college transfer did not show the way I thought he would. Tyler Byrd did not find a home as well. Alante Taylor, I tell you what, and Blaine would know this better than anybody else would. When you watch the NFL draft the last few days, if you have an option in college to play wide receiver or corner, which one would you take? I tell you what, there's a lot of money for cornerbacks out there. If you can play corner, if I'm Alante Taylor, I'm probably going to Coach Pruitt going, sign me up. I'll play corner because the importance for that position in the NFL and where those dollar figures are in the draft, to me, looks a lot different than the wide receiver spot does these days.
We were just talking about this, and Brent, I know that every year you immerse yourself into the whole, recruiting process and the kids out there and, the star system and all that. How fascinating is it when we transition to the NFL draft and Baker Mayfield was the 1,029th best player in his recruiting class, and he goes first overall, and then there are all those former five-star players that don't go quite as high.
No question. I mean, it's the reality there is it's not an exact science, and the fact of the matter is you can't – look, you can take all the measurables, okay, and every guy can check the box by the measurables. You can get a quarterback out there, and you can get him to throw routes, or you can get him to see how great his arm strength is. And it's all there. What you can't measure and what coaches try to find, and to me it's getting harder and harder to find it, is what's the competitive makeup of a kid, okay? Baker Mayfield, what separates Baker Mayfield, look, you can like his attitude, you can like his, you know, the showmanship and you know, the wildness or whatever you want to call it. You can like it or you can dislike it. The fact of the matter is, when the ball was in his hands in the final minutes of a game, you believe Baker Mayfield was going to win that game for Oklahoma because of the way he was, because of the type of competitor he was. And that's what people fall in love with him. It's hard to evaluate sometimes coming out of high school. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, here's Baker Mayfield. A lot of people tell him no. There are some people out there that would take that rejection and just move on to something else. But he used it as a driving force for him, got in the right situation, and obviously it worked out very well for him. There are other examples where it doesn't work out. There are examples where five-star guys are legitimate players and some five-star guys are not. The bottom line is NFL teams and now college teams are paying exorbitant amount of money to try to figure out one thing. What's the mentality of the guy? Because, look, Mark, I can go out and watch and see if a guy can run and see if a guy can throw, but how do you get into the guy's head and his heart to figure out if he's got the competitive nature that he needs to have in order to be an elite player at whatever the next level of ball is for him?
He's elite at everything he does. Brent Hubbs from BallQuest.com. Thanks so much, man.
All right, man. Have a great one. See you guys.